It says Rion Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 14th of October. And I'm really quite agitated this evening because I've been reading the Care Quality Commission's report, the one that you've all read about in the newspapers and heard on radio and television about nursing care and nutrition in some of our hospitals, and really, really disturbing findings. And the reason I'm agitated is not only is it a scandal in its own right, but it is a scandal that we are not yet getting public and patient involvement right in the National Health Service. And the reason I say that is that this is not a new problem. This is not something the Care Quality Commission happened to have stumbled across. We've known about this problem for several years. And my question is, where is the patient voice in all of these? Now, we have in England something called LINCS, Local Involvement Networks, and that was the third iteration of the form of public engagement that's been tried, and we're going to have yet another one. Health Watch is coming soon. Don't hold your breaths. And you'd like to think that this was a subject upon which they're all campaigning. Well, let me just tell you, this evening I have been to the websites of the first 12 of the areas where hospitals who failed the Care Quality Commission standards appear. And I've been looking to see how the LINCS in those areas have reacted. Do you believe me when I say to you, out of 12, only one of them, and that's the one which covers Eastbourne, even mentions the report? Some of them are quite disturbing. Suffolk LINCS seem to think that the latest news happened in July. And you really have to despair as to what is happening in the machinery that has been set up, allegedly, to hear the voice of the public and patients. Of course, Staffordshire, the inquiry, has demonstrated to us what happens. Because there, the one whistleblower that was trying to have his voice heard about the scandal that happened there got sacked from what was then the Public Patient Forums. So this raises, in my mind, a really important question as to, are we serious about hearing the voice of the public? The NHS reforms at the moment are causing enough controversy on other matters, let alone this. But for the Consultation Institute, one of the benchmarks of whether it is effective is whether it increases the ability of the public and patients to be heard on issues as important as the nutrition and the nursing care of our oldest and most vulnerable hospital patients. Now, that's a thought for us all to ponder about, and no doubt we will return to it very soon.